Thank you very much. My name is Sabin Sanzimana. I come from the Republic of Rwanda. This is the Central Africa. I'm going to talk about TrackNet system, and especially a module called Early Infant Diagnosis of HIV/AIDS, and how this technology has improved the diagnosis and, of course, the initiation of treatments for HIV-exposed infants in Rwanda. I will start by showing quickly or talking about my country and where it's located, because I know some of you are not well informed of or do not know the geography of the whole world. So this is a picture of my country. It is bordered by Uganda in the north, Democratic Republic of Congo in the west, Burundi in the south, Tanzania in the east. So Rwanda, you can say that is really in the heart of Africa. And we used to call it the heart of Africa. It's a small country of about 10 million of inhabitants, and the majority of the population is rural, of about 83%. The HIV epidemic in my country is generalized with a prevalence of about 3%, and a little bit higher in pregnant women. And the country have tried to decentralize the services of testing the general population, and so far we have up to 454 health facilities that can do the services. We have also decentralized the prevention of mother-to-child transmission, what we call PMCT, and I will talk about it a little bit after. And this module is really focused on that aspect. We also give antiretroviral treatments to people in need, and the current coverage is above 90%, according to estimations of those people in need. So now I can show you quickly the data we have in the program showing the prevalence, the estimated, we can call it the HIV positivity rates, because the general prevalence is from the demographic health survey, which is 3%, and these are routine data collected in the system from the health facilities. So we came from 10, that was 10 10% when we had very few health facilities in the country, and most of them were located in the cities where the prevalence of HIV was a little bit higher. With the decentralization of services, you see that now it has reduced, and currently we estimate that 2% data we have, but it doesn't reflect the general prevalence, because we have conducted recently a demographic health survey to 2010, and we shall get the accurate data in next 2 months. But the last one was 2-3%. This is some information that can just help you to understand the HIV epidemic in my country, but I talked about this with the previous slide, so we can move to the next for several time. So now I want to share with you the data we have from the PMCT, prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, where we test exposed children at 6 weeks and at 18 months. It starts at 6 weeks. You can follow the line in blue, and that is from 2006, the first one. And the last one is the current July 2010 to June 2011. That is year data. So you can see that in red is the HIV positivity rate among exposed children at 18 months. And in blue, it is at 6 weeks, the beginning. Now, even though the prevalence of positivity rate of HIV in Rwanda is reducing, we had a challenge. And the challenge was for the children, where we lost a number because of delays of results from the testing. For children who were exposed from mother who are HIV positive, and we didn't know if the children are HIV positive or not, because the results were delayed. I want to show this the time where we had to wait until the results of the testing of the child is available. At the health facility, the testing to take a sample of blood from a child would take 1 day. Then the sample are sent to one national reference laboratory, which is able to make the testing. So that delays the process to bring to collect samples could take up to 30 days. Then at the health at the national reference laboratory, there's a process of analysis of testing the samples. They could wait until a certain number of samples so that they can run the PCR test. That will take up to maximum 14 days. Now, after that, the lab could also organize to send back the results to the health facilities, collecting papers to 400 health facilities. That will take up to 10 days. Then they send the results to every one who requested the result, the test. Then at that level, they could call the women with exposed children to come back to take the results, or to bring back the child so that maybe treatment can be initiated or another clinical follow-up can be done. So that could take up to 4 months. In 4 months, waiting a result, some child would die. So that is the challenge we had to face and try to find a solution so that we can save those children. So there was an opportunity in Rwanda of mobile infrastructure and availability. So here is the map of Rwanda. I showed in pink. This is the phone coverage in the country, which is above 90%. So from here, this could be a very good starting point, and exactly is where we started to think about a solution. That solution could come to help to make availability of results at the health facility from the lab the same day, and also could help the program, HIV program in the country, to know what is happening, when to start a treatment, if the results are available, what to do. So this is the module I want to explain very quickly. The module would start from nothing, but we had another chance. We had this system, TrackNet system, that exists since 6 years ago in the country, capturing data from HIV patients on treatment. This is a system using mobile phones and internet from healthcare providers reporting aggregated data that are generated into these central servers and can automatically produce reports, data, and charts. That has been using in Rwanda since 2004 or 2005. That module, specifically for availability of results of treatment, was built from that system. And there are four modules in that, one for antiretrovirals, another for PMCT, another for VCT, and this was specifically for results of treatment. So, at health facility level, they took a sample from an exposed child And this man wants to know the results, if the child is HIV positive or not. And he sent the sample to the National Reference Laboratory for analysis. Then here they analyze and give back the results through this model, because they are a group of people entering data at the lab. The data is generated automatically by this system with rapid SMS, and this SMS goes directly to the mobile phone of this healthcare worker. In 1 second, he receives the SMS. It's a summarized SMS informing what the results, positive or negative, the ID of the child, and also the other important information of the mother who is HIV or not. If the next slide, I want to show you the elements that is in the module. So these are identification mostly, but also you can see the exposure to antiretrovirals, the mother of the child, the test, and the results. So it doesn't request a very complicated smartphone or expensive phone. A phone of around $10 can be used, can receive this SMS, like a phone of 100. All phones can work with this. So now I want to show you the results so far. Of course, we have started by training some a group of people at all levels, national and health facility level, so that they can understand what the SMS is saying and what to do with the SMS. At each health facility, we have 2 people that can receive. If someone is off, if it's not available at the health facility, the other one can receive the same SMS. So out of 597 facilities in Rwanda, 404 are collecting those samples and sending to the laboratory. And the lab has produced or sent back the results from all samples that have been received. And out of those samples, around 500 were positive. And the results were received through SMSs. Even though they are SMS, it doesn't remove the normal way of transmitting paper reports or results that comes after, a month or months after, but the SMS is received the same day. Now, I want to show you this picture to understand how this has really changed the problems, has solved the problem we had. In green, this is a time from results availability to results reception at the sites. This is before the module was created. It could take up to 90 days. These are days, 90 days to do that. But in red is the time from sample reception at the lab to the results availability. That is in red. This is a number of days, 24. This is before. And here in blue is the time from sample collection to sample reception at the lab. That's in blue. So you see that this curve has changed up to today. Now this is data from June 2011, where the time from results availability to results reception at sites is taking 6 days instead of 90 days. And the time from sample reception at the lab to results availability has changed to 8 days now instead of 24. The same from sample collection to sample reception at the laboratory, 13 to 6 days. That has a signification. That is important because it helps the provider to know what to do and even to ask another level at the hospital to see if there is a support, if there is another information required to start the action. So in summary, the results were provided to caregivers within 6 days compared to 90 days before the module was initiated. And the transport of samples from the health facility to the lab has improved from 33 days to 8 days. And the overall time from sample collection to caregiver notification has decreased from 144 days to 20 days. But we had some challenges, even though the results are encouraging. The first challenge we have is to know if the result has been received. The treatment, when the treatment has been started. Because it's good to have the results, but it's very good to know if the treatment is started. So this module so far cannot inform us when the treatment is initiated. And the team is still working on that. There are two colleagues here who traveled with me and who are especially working on this every day. They're trying to make this also possible. And also, treatment starting is not enough, but the follow-up is also very important, because antiretroviral treatments, follow-up is every day. So this model can, we think that it can also help to follow those children when started on treatment. In conclusion, I can see that this is an important model that has helps us to change a lot of things, but still we want to improve. And it is easy, it's not expensive, and it can be used everywhere, countrywide. And it can be sustained, as the question has been raised here, because I work in the Ministry of Health, and my team can do the same as colleagues who are technically working from CDC Rwanda are doing, because they are working together every day to make it possible. And we think that upgrading this will be also coming very soon, so that we can say this is no longer a problem for the program in Rwanda. You can save the children. So I'd like to finish my presentation by thanking the CDC Rwanda. I'm with a colleague from CDC Rwanda here. We are working every day on this together. And also Voxiva, so Dr. Kizito here is also working with Voxiva. They worked on this and they are continuing to work on it. And especially district hospitals, because they are strongly helping to make this possible. And we can give an answer to this boy to make him live longer. I thank you very much for your attention.
Outstanding presentation. Do we have questions from the audience?
Thank you very much. It was a really good presentation. I just have two short questions. One is, you mentioned about the 549 health facilities that are sending the data to the lab. Do you provide, or does the ministry or others provide airtime for the people who are, or reimburse them airtime for sending and receiving these text messages? And then my second question is there a data quality check that occurs either when the message is being sent, because I notice you're following a particular format. So is there a data quality check or a message that comes back that's, you know, incorrect, patient ID or something along those lines? Thank you. But it's very good.
Thank you very much for the good questions. I would like to provide answers, but my colleagues, if they want to add something, please, you can jump in. About the mobile phones and airtime to make it possible. Yes, the SMS are received for free, and the health facility to give announce or communicate to the lower to the other levels. It is also facilitated at the health facility level at lower cost, monitoring and evaluation cost. So that is a minimum amount just to communicate in case of there is a special information to share. And about data quality check, yes, it is done. And it is done according to the needs, but routinely it's a quarterly data quality checks, including the teams from the Ministry of Health, from the implementing partners, and the district hospitals.
Okay, so for also data quality, as you said, the format of the date, the system is designed so that it can accept only the format required for dates. Also, for phone number, you have to fill. We have control checks at each level to help the health providers that are entering data in the system to not to make errors. For example, we have 12 digits acceptable for phone number. If it is not filled as required, the system cannot accept this. And if we put more than 12 digits, the system cannot accept. So in this way, the people can review if they have made some mistakes. So I think we have thought about the data quality. So regarding also the price for SMS, so the system, as I said, the module is built on the TrackNet system, which has a toll-free line. So everything is free. So people are not charged for sending or receiving SMS through the system. Thank you.
Thanks, that's very impressive for presentation and applications. And I do have a question about the patient privacy. So by my understanding, when you're sending SMS to a mobile application, there's kind of like risking you possibly release some private, you know, because of the HIV patients. So probably release something in to some researchers which is not supposed to be in that group. I don't know if you have approach to control that part or any sort of suggestions.
Thank you, that's a good question. That's true that the HIV information is not shared to anyone, especially at with the doctor or the nurse, and not everyone, of course. So this information is communicated without names of the mother nor the name of the child. So these are an ID, and the ID is not known by everyone. And also those telephone are held by healthcare providers. It's not everyone at the health facility. There are two people who are selected, who are nurses or doctors, not everyone. So even though if the mobile phone is out there, someone can come and read, but you not know who is the child, because it's just a code and an ID. So that is really not a problem for confidentiality on that. Thank you.